Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's our time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the Word of God. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and while you're on the show, we all gather to take our devotion together. We all gather to fellowship with the King of Kings, because He alone has the map. The perfect map for our lives. So once again, I want to welcome you. And if you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we will be looking at a topic that says Divine Strength. Today is the 11th day in the month of December, 2024. It's the 11th day in the month of December 2024, and we'll be looking at a topic that says Divine Strength. Divine Strength. I am today is taken from Hymn 19 from our manual, and it says, Rock of Ages cleft for me. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 to chapter 5, and our memory verse is taken from Psalm 29 verse 11. Psalm 29 verse 11, which says, The Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Habakkuk chapter 3 from verse 17 to 19. Habakkuk chapter 3 from verse 17 to 19. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From 17 it reads, Though the fig trees may not blossom, nor the fruits on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like the deer's feet, and He will make me walk on my high heels. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, You cannot always determine a person's strength from his or her physical appearance. For instance, having big muscles does not necessarily reflect how strong a person is. If a person's strength is based on physical appearance alone, then David would not have defeated Goliath. Like we see in 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 42 to 54. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 19 says that a wise man is stronger than 10 mighty men. In verse 12 of that same chapter, the Bible says, For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to both that have it. This means that wisdom, money, or both provide strength and security. Everyone has something or someone that they depend on as their strength. However, the greatest of strengths comes from above. This is why David said in Psalm 121, from verse 1 to 2, it says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. David had a source of strength that helped him overcome battles, live in prosperity, and leave a good legacy. In the scripture above, it said that his help came from the Lord. In other words, God was his strength. The strength that comes from the Lord is absolutely reliable because not only is it supreme, it is also constant. That strength does not ever fade. It is everlasting. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If the Lord is your strength will be constant even in old age. Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 7 says that at 120 years old, Moses was still very strong. His eyes were not dim, and his natural strength had not diminished. The strength that comes from the Lord is comprehensive. Like we see in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. All things in the scripture above include working miracles and laying hands on the sick for their recovery. Mark 16 verse 17 to 18 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak in new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Beloved, do not be satisfied with your natural strength alone, because it is very limited. Like David, look up to God for strength to overcome all of life's challenges and to do the impossible. Our God is faithful and he can be relied on. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, please be my strength in every area of my life. Father, please be my strength in every area of my life. Thanks for staying tuned. Has today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you? And you also like to be a blessing to somebody? You can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share this message by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to download, share, or listen. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. every morning on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceready.com. And available on our mobile app, where you can listen to amazing shows. It's available on Play Store and Apple Store. You can listen to all our amazing shows. It promises to be entertaining and spirit-filled. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.